Hi everyone, this is Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spa Doctor Show, where we talk about health tips and strategies to help you be smart, sexy, and strong. Today, I want to share with you an interview I had with Dr. Terry Walls. She's author of the book, The Walls Protocol. And in this interview, Dr. Walls and I talk about multiple sclerosis, the paleo diet, nutrition, and functional medicine. And you'll hear about her story, her own story, of how she went from a tilt-reclined wheelchair to pedaling her bike 5 miles to work each day. So I hope you enjoy it. And here is the interview.
Hello and welcome. It's Dr. Trevor Cates, and on today's call, I have a special guest joining us, my friend and colleague, Dr. Terry Walls. Dr. Walls is a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, where she teaches internal medicine residencies, patients in a traumatic brain injury clinic, and conducts clinical trials. She is also a patient with secondary progressive MS, multiple sclerosis, which confined her to a tilt-reclined wheelchair for 4 years. Dr. Walls restored her health and now pedals her bike to work each day. She is the author of The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine. And this is due to be released this month in March 2014. You can learn more about her work on her website, terrywalls.com, TerryWahls.com. Welcome, Dr. Walls.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Great. All right. Well, you have a very interesting story, and I know that our listeners would really like to hear about a little bit about how this happened to you, what was the progression of events, and what led you to do what you do and write this amazing book?
So in 2000, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and that was on the basis of having I developed weakness in my left leg. I had an MRI of my brain and my spinal cord, which showed lesions in my neck, and my spinal fluid showed abnormal spinal oligobands. The physicians looked at my chart and saw that 13 years earlier, I had been seen for visual dimming. So MS was diagnosed based on lesions separated by time, 13 years, and space, eyes, and left leg. I started disease-modifying drugs in the form of daily Copaxone injections. But by 2003, my disease had transitioned to secondary progressive MS, and that's the phase where the disease no longer improves. You just steady decline. And then I was steadily declining for the next 4 years. And in 2007 was when, based on my research and discovering functional medicine, that I created the Walls Protocol using paleo principles, meditation, electrical stimulation of my muscles. And 1 year later, I was able to walk easily without a cane and even do an 18-mile bike ride with my family.
Wow, that's really amazing. So incredible. Can you tell us a little bit, can you review what MS is, multiple sclerosis is, and
sure.
What causes it? So for people that are listening and not sure what that is.
So this is a condition where the immune cells are now attacking the brain and the spinal cord and damaging the myelin, which is the fatty insulation on the wiring between brain cells. 80% of the people who are diagnosed in the relapsing remitting phase, and that's where you have periods where things get worse. That's called a relapse. And then the brain cell adds more sodium channels, and it can work again a bit more effectively. That's called a remission. Within 10 years, about half of those people will have converted to secondary progressive MS, and there's no more improvement, only steady decline. And I had the misfortune of converting really quite early, within just 3 years of diagnosis.
And do you just share with people, is this a common condition?
So it's been the frequency of MS diagnosis has been steadily increasing, and the age at which people are diagnosed is falling. There are now children who are diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I believe the youngest is age 6. It used to be, you know, it may still be about 1 in 1,000 are being diagnosed with MS, although those numbers are now also falling, or, you know, that getting higher, more frequent.
Right, right. I think that it seems like most people know somebody with MS.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you're saying, I just want to reiterate, so the prognosis, the long-term recovery from, or even short-term recovery from this is not generally good, right? I mean,
correct.
People don't usually turn this around.
If you have relapsing remitting, you can have periods where things remit and you improve. But over time, the longer you have MS, the more likely the disease is to convert to the progressive phase. Within 10 years, half of everyone who's been diagnosed can't work because of fatigue. A third have some type of walking disability. Within 20 years, those numbers continue to be more extensive, more serious disabilities accrue. It's the very rare individual who can have MS and not experience substantial disability if they've had it more than 15 or 20 years.
Yeah. So what you've done is really remarkable. And I imagine as a medical doctor, it was quite interesting to learn about this other kind of medicine, functional medicine. So will you, you know, share with us some about that and what
Sure.
you found about functional medicine? Maybe even describe a little bit about what functional medicine is.
So I had discovered the Institute for Functional Medicine, and it was an organization that was dedicated to taking the latest science to help people take care of complex chronic medical problems. And it had a course called Neuroprotection, a Functional Medicine Approach for Common and Uncommon Neurological Syndromes. So I ordered that course, and I learned a great deal. They talked a lot about the function of the mitochondria, about leaky gut and gut health, the problems with toxins being damaging to brain cells and to mitochondria. And it really deepened my understanding of the things that I could do that were under my control with diet and lifestyle that would improve the health of my brain cells and my mitochondria. And what functional medicine then is really giving, I'd say, the physician a much larger toolkit of things they can offer their patients to help them improve their health and reduce their symptoms from their chronic disease.
Right, and those are a lot of diet, lifestyle, micro and micronutrient support, as well as herbs and things like that too. It's a lot of overlap with similarity with naturopathic medicine, which is what I do.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So good. Excellent. And so, tell us, Sue, with your protocol and that you followed yourself and that you talk about in your book, functional medicine is a big part of that, as well as, you said, the paleo diet?
Yes.
And can you share with us a little about the paleo diet? And, you know, I know I think most people know what mm-hmm. paleo diet is, but maybe just say, you know, a few things that you think are particularly important about the paleo diet.
Sure. So the paleo diet is meant to look at what were humans eating before the dawn of agriculture. So a lot of the paleo diet folks take out gluten, grains, dairy, and legumes and tell people to eat meat and vegetables. What I did that I think was particularly unique, that I looked at the 19 nutrients, and actually now it's 31 nutrients, that science has identified as really important to brain health. And then I researched what were the good food sources for those nutrients. And then I created a diet based on paleo principles, that is fruits, vegetables, meats, that would supply very richly the 31 nutrients that I said were key for the brain. So that's how the Walls diet is structured and created.
Great. Excellent. And then there was another component of your protocol that you found that to be very important as well.
Yes. So there's the food component. I also talk about stress reduction and meditative practices, exercise, and electrical stimulation of my muscles. This is the application of electrical current to the nerves that feed the muscles to stimulate a muscle contraction. And you would do the electrical stimulation of muscles during the exercise programs. And in the book, I talk about that quite extensively, about how to request an evaluation and what providers manage and supervise the use of electrical stimulation.
Great. Excellent. Very interesting. Very interesting. And you do talk a lot about mitochondria in the book.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about that as well? Mm-hmm. And why do mitochondria make a difference,
sure.
such a difference to people with MS?
So I'll take the listeners back 1.5 billion years ago. The Earth was flooded with this new poison called oxygen that killed off the vast majority of life, which at that time were bacteria. Some of these bacteria had adapted to the oxygen and used the oxygen to generate energy more efficiently. These tiny bacteria were engulfed by larger bacteria, and this new organism was actually very efficient. It thrived in oxygen. And it would eventually evolve into animals and eventually into us. So all of our cells have these ancient bacteria, which are our mitochondria, that help us generate energy more efficiently. In the parts of our body that really depend on energy, our brain, our retina, and our heart, we'll have 10,000 or more mitochondria per cell. And so in my clinical practice, people who are struggling with fatigue, with brain fog, or people with heart failure are likely having mitochondria that are not very efficient, that are struggling and are probably nutrient-starved. So I help them design a food plan specifically for their mitochondria. I may talk about some vitamins, supplements, and herbs to help reboot and revitalize or resuscitate those mitochondria.
What are some examples of some of the nutrients that help with that?
Okay, so the mitochondria, you need B vitamins, and essentially the whole B vitamin family. Mm-hmm. You'll need minerals, in particular sulfur, magnesium, zinc. You would also do very well to have a lot of antioxidants in addition. And you'll want to protect the mitochondria from some poisons. In particular, I'm thinking of lead, mercury, arsenic, which tend to poison the enzymes that are involved in mitochondria transfer of energy. And if you're over the age of 50, you'll have a little harder time making coenzyme Q, which is a very important part of the mitochondrial process as well.
Yes, sir. Okay, great. And as you said, it's not just people with MS that need these nutrients to help, that need that mitochondrial support, right? You
absolutely
mentioned other people that have brain fog, and what were some of the other symptoms?
Right. So brain fog, fatigue, heart failure are big indicators that the mitochondria are not doing well. You know, and really any chronic health problem, the mitochondria is likely involved. When we look at the basic science and the cellular function, whether it's in diabetes, obesity, heart disease, high blood pressure, mental health problems, we see that in all these diseases, there's evidence that the mitochondria are strained with a lot of free radicals. And so if you pay more attention to the mitochondria and resuscitate them, it will likely help whatever chronic disease the person is suffering from.
All right. And do you find that people can get most of these nutrients through food, or do you usually recommend additional supplementation?
Well, in the book, I have a terrific chapter on supplements and to help people understand which ones may be helpful and how they can decide whether to take them or not. I caution them that when we get our nutrients from food, things are in the correct ratios, and that our minerals, our essential fats, and our vitamins work in part by the ratio one vitamin to another or one mineral to another. For example, people may hear that zinc is really important to the brain and to the immune cells and decide they're going to start taking zinc because that will be so helpful. What they may not realize is that you can begin to create depletions in copper and iron because all of these minerals are related one to another. Likewise, if you take a lot of vitamin D, but you aren't taking vitamin K, you can create problems with calcium being laid down in places you don't want it, like your blood vessels and your heart valves. Mm-hmm. So supplementation, I think you should work with a knowledgeable provider and be cautious. Food is safer, but then you have to know how to organize your diet to make sure you're hitting all the RDAs for all the key nutrients. And that's what we did when we designed this diet. We created it, then we monitored it. We did a nutritional analysis to confirm that the diet as we've laid out will allow the person to exceed the RDAs for all those key nutrients that we said were so important to the brain.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Now, is this part of your clinical trial?
Yes. So we have a clinical. We actually have several clinical trials going on. My first trial tested the entire WALS protocol, so that would be the nutritional program, vitamin supplements, a meditative practice, exercise, and electrical stimulation of the muscles. Because this was such a radical new intervention, my IRB, the Institutional Review Board, said, do 10 people, give us a safety report, and once we decide that it's safe, you can do the next 10. So we did that, and we have written up our results in the first 10. That's been published, and that's now available out on the Internet. The key findings were, one, it's very important that people could do this. You know, it's complicated. It's a lot of work. It's a big lifestyle change. And we're able to show that greater than 95% of the days, people were fully compliant with our nutritional guidelines. And greater than 85% of the days, they were fully compliant with our exercise electrical stimulation program. And when you look at the nutritional literature, this is an extraordinary level of success with a dietary change. So we show that it can be done. Then we show that it was really quite safe. The biggest side effect was really actually a positive, that if you were overweight, your weight came down into the healthy ideal body weight targets. Mm-hmm. And then we have this very large favorable impact on fatigue. And in multiple sclerosis, fatigue is one of the most difficult areas to treat. The medications that treat fatigue that for the studies that have shown have gotten FDA approval for Provigil, they get a 0.5, 0.6 improvement on a 7-point scale. And we got a 1.9 improvement at a 3-month period, which continued to steadily improve over the whole year of the study. So we're very excited because fatigue is the most disabling symptom in the patient with multiple sclerosis.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. In a trial. Excellent. Okay, and so do you have this all that information in your book, or is that did that make it into your book?
So we have the book really talks at length about the types of interventions that I used in my first clinical trial And I even talk about the interventions that we're using in our current clinical trial.
Okay.
I talk about the types of changes I've observed in my clinic and my many followers. So people will get that in great detail.
Okay, excellent.
I also say that this is really a very lay-friendly, step-by-step. Here's how you go from your current diet and lifestyle to begin to make these changes. So this is a very much a friendly how you make these changes happen.
Perfect. And, that's what people really need in a book. People need to be able to fully understand what's something that can be very complicated in a way that we can, people can process it and understand it and really make use of it. So
mm-hmm.
That's fantastic that you're able to figure out a way to structure the book and provide the information that makes it really easy, simple for people, or easier, I should say. And so your book is coming out very soon. Like, what is that, next week?
It'll come out on March 13th. So it's very exciting. That's coming right around the corner.
Okay. And how can people get your book? They can do pre-orders, right?
So if they go to my website, Terry Walls, T-E-R-R-Y, Walls, W-A-H-L-S.com, they can either order a signed copy through Prairie Lights, or they could do pre-orders through Amazon or pre-orders through Barnes & Noble.
Okay. And you have a special bonus for pre-orders. I'm sending everybody on my list that sign up on my drtrevorcates.com website. People that are on my list, I'm sending you all an email with a link to do the pre-orders. And you have a special bonus that's a part of that.
Oh, yes. So this is very exciting. So if you get the pre-order, you put in your order number, you'll be able to see cooking videos with my good friend, Leanne Ely. So we made several new recipes. So they're not in the book. You'll see us prepare the food, talk about and give you some tricks on how to prepare this food. You'll see us eat it in front of you. And then we'll also have the actual recipes for you. It is lots and lots of fun.
Oh, great. That's fantastic. So, again, if you're on my email list, you are getting you'll get that link right in your email inboxes. If you're listening to this recording and you're not on my email list, you can go to drtrevorcates.com, sign up, and so you'll get special offers like this. And then to go directly to Dr. Wall's website, again, that's terrywalls.com. T and Tom, T and Terry, ERRYWAHLS.com. And the name of your book, the full name again, Dr. Walls?
The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Walls. Thank you so much for joining us. You are a wealth of information, and good luck with your book.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's do this
okay.
again sometime.
Okay, excellent. All right.
Thank you for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this interview with Dr. Terry Walls. And if you have any questions or suggestions for other people you'd like me to interview on the show, please post them on my Facebook page at Dr. Trevor Cates. And I will do my best to answer all your questions on upcoming shows and try and get those people on that you want me to interview. Also, if you haven't already signed up for my 21-day Healthy Habits Challenge, don't miss out. It's a great way to transform those bad habits into healthier ones. So you could go to my website now and sign up. It's drtrevorcates.com. It's easy to see on there where you sign up. And also be sure to check out my other podcasts on iTunes. Thanks again for joining in today.